This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Imagine being so behind on your mortgage payments, you'd consider burning down your home for the insurance money. Well, some people facing foreclosure are doing just that. Joining us now to talk about these arson cases is James Quiggle of the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline.
Well, this sounds very desperate. You have to be pretty much at the end of your rope to consider burning down your house. How big a trend is this?
Mortgages were very easy to come by. People got in over their heads. They can't afford it. Now they're desperate. They're looking for a way out through illegal insurance fraud by torching their houses. We're seeing warning signals of a potential trend in home arsons all around the country. We've seen an uptick in suspicious arsons of homes that are in foreclosure right now. These are the early warning signals. Whether the hand grenade will go off and turn into a full-fledged national crime problem is another story, but investigators are definitely worried about the possibility.
Well, you're saying possibility, but have there been actual cases?
There are quite a few cases around the country of homes that are in foreclosure that suddenly and suspiciously went up in fire. This has put investigators on high alert, and they're watching very closely for more potential arsons of the same kind.
Are we talking about three or four, or three or four dozen, or three or 400?
I've personally tracked at least 20 to 25 cases around the country that at least are suspicious and could be mortgage related. There could be a lot more bubbling up as the investigations continue around the country.
Well, are you expecting this? I mean, it sounds like, you know, if you're that desperate and you think, gosh, I can't pay this, you know, this very high mortgage payment anymore, people look around and think, well, gosh, this is the only way I can get out of it.
Desperate people will do desperate things. Whenever the economy takes a turn south, people will often resort to insurance fraud to bail themselves out. They may burn their cars. They may make fake workers' comp claims. In this case, we may be seeing an uptick in home arsons by desperate homeowners looking for insurance fraud as a bailout.
Well, are you seeing any kind of insurance fraud with other things like cars, for example?
There are signs that people are burning their cars for insurance money as well. When they're losing their jobs or their investments are going south, they're looking for desperate measures to recoup their lost cash. Insurance fraud is often an easy way to do it, and some people will burn their cars to get a little extra cash.
What's the evidence? How do you know when someone has burned their own house down?
Investigators look for warning signals. They'll see if somebody has sprinkled gasoline in the living room and set that on fire, or maybe the space heater was set too close, suspiciously close to a couch. They'll look for signs of cooking oil left burning on a stove. They'll also look to see the person's financial condition. Is the person behind on their taxes? Are they facing foreclosure? Was the fire committed suspiciously close to the time when the house was going to be foreclosed? These are the warning signals.
What are you and your colleagues doing in the insurance industry to try to prevent this?
Insurance investigators are on high alert. They're watching especially closely for the financial condition of homes that are going up in flames. If they're in foreclosure, they're going to be looking very, very closely for the warning signs of arson. It's important also to educate the public that this is a hard crime to get away with. You're an amateur arsonist up against trained professionals who know the signs of fraud. You're up against people who know what to do, and it's really an uneven playing field. Your chances of getting away with it are very slim.
However, if you have nothing to lose, you have nothing to lose.
You may think you have nothing to lose, but you have plenty. You could end up with a criminal conviction and also lose your house. This is a very high price to pay for getting a mortgage that was too easy to buy earlier.
James Quiggle is with the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you too, Madeline.
Here's another statistic to throw on the fire. The National Association of Realtors reports today that median home prices declined last month by nearly 8% compared to a year ago. That means the median home price is now a little more than $200,000.
In many areas, even as housing prices are falling, property taxes are going up. Here to discuss how you can appeal your property tax assessment, Day-to-Day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary. How is it, Michelle, that property taxes go up when property values go down?
I know it sounds counterintuitive in this market, but in fact, it's definitely happening in many areas across the country. Two things are happening. Local jurisdictions need the money. Everyone knows we've been having a downturn in our economy for a couple years now, and so that's where they look to raise funds. And secondly, lots of people's properties haven't been assessed for a couple years, and so now that they're being assessed, they're going up, even if their value has gone down. And so to them, they're like, what's going on? But if it's been 2 or 3 years since your home has been appraised, of course it probably is going to go up, even though you may not be able to get as much for it as you could 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, it's gone up since you first bought it or it was last assessed. It may not be worth what it was a year ago, but it's worth more than it was 3 years ago. So
that's
your taxes
correct.
Are going to go up.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so what do you do then?
Well, you know, we get, and I got mine recently, you get your property tax assessment notice in the mail. And in the past, we've just sort of tossed them aside because our values were going up and we didn't care. Now, when you get that notice, many of you probably already have it and have it buried somewhere on your desk. Take it out and look at it and examine it. It will lay out all the things you need to do to appeal if you feel that the assessment is too high.
And so you can go and say, look, you've misstated this value and the value is actually lower, so therefore my taxes will be lower. How do you get ready for this appeal?
Well, you want to, first of all, look at the assessment and make sure the description of your property is correct, that the right amount of bathrooms are listed, that the square footage is correct. Perhaps, you know, they made a mistake and thought you had an addition that you actually don't have. Mistakes do happen, and you want to be sure that they're not assessing you on a house that isn't yours.
You're not living in.
Or at least the features in the house. I mean, extra bathrooms and bedrooms make a big difference in your assessment. So if you've only got 3 bedrooms and they list 4, that can make a huge difference in your assessment.
Okay, check on the accuracy of what they've sent. And what else to get ready for an appeal? Do you need a lawyer for this kind of thing or not?
No, you don't. You can do the appeal yourself. The other thing you can do is look at the property values of homes around you to see what they've been selling for, because, you know, a lot of this information is in flux and you may be able to make a good argument that the assessment is too high based on the sales of homes in your subdivision or near where you live.
Day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. You can send questions for Michelle. Go to NPR.org, click the Contact Us button, and write Michelle in the subject line. Thanks, Michelle. We'll talk again soon.
Great.